This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Special broadcast on how to buy a used car. Lee Wickenhauser's with us. Lee, when you go to buy a car, do you go alone or do you bring another person with you and why?
Kind of depends on the scenario. You know, if I'm buying something that's not running, I always try and bring somebody along with me. I have a trailer, so sometimes I can do it by myself. But I typically have one to two people come with me. There's a couple of my friends that I always call upon to come with me, either A, to drive a vehicle back, but they're also gearheads like I am, so I have a second pair of eyes. They may notice something that I didn't because I'm in conversation with the owner, and it's always good to have that, you know, so that way it's not to gang up on the owner. It's just sometimes it's like a second opinion without having to ask for it. You know, it's just they're there. They're interested in it, too, you know, and they kind of have a little bit of a stake in it due to their time, so they want to pick it over as well. You know, having somebody that has some good automotive knowledge to come along is always a benefit.
Mm-hmm. And in our case, most of the time we use a tow dolly. Unless it's an all-wheel drive vehicle, then we would use a trailer. But if it's a front-wheel drive or a rear-wheel drive vehicle, we just bring a tow dolly behind, you know, a pickup truck. And if the vehicle's not running, we will we'll position the tow dolly by hand, then we'll back our truck up to the tow dolly, you know, when the tow dolly is in perfect position, and then we'll use a come-along, you know, kind of a ratchet on a cable, and we'll pull the vehicle onto the tow dolly. Sometimes, if it's facing downhill, and we can just use gravity to help us, you know, get a couple guys, and we push the vehicle on the tow dolly, and then we strap it down. But in our case, I like to bring someone else for the same reasons, another set of eyes. And what about if the vehicle runs and you want to test drive it? Let's talk about that procedure. What do you do to test drive the vehicle? What do you look for when you're in the seat?
First thing I always do is I always engage the vehicle into reverse, count how many seconds it takes for it to actually where you feel it go into gear. Go into neutral, put it in drive, do the same thing. If it takes more than a second or two for it to go into gear, there could be upcoming transmission issues. And then how I feel, listen for clunks or creaks. You know, if you hear a clunk as soon as you put it into gear, could need a new transmission mount, engine mounts, U-joints, or the ring and pinion could be severely worn if it's rear-wheel drive. The torque converter could be bad. So there's multiple things that can kind of go wrong depending on the vehicle. So how that engages is a very important thing. When you take off, if you take off very slow, you know, making sure the transmission doesn't slip, take off a little bit harder, make sure it's not slipping. Then after that, the importance is the shifting between gears. If they hit really hard and you're not driving a sports car, that could mean excessive wear, or there could be a solenoid bad, or the governor spring could be wore. So just making sure everything should function as it should, depending on what the vehicle is. You know, if you're driving a Corvette, obviously the transmission is going to shift firmer than it would in a Buick. So, and then, just, okay. You know, yep. At that point, you're kind of feeling for shakes, rattles, if the steering pulls to one side. You know, if you're going down the road and you've, you know, there's something out there that people call the death wobble, if the steering wheel just starts shaking violently. You know, if the parts are excessively worn in the steering. You know, if the shocks are bad, the heat works, the AC works, or, you know, the windows go up and down. That's where I really test the operating systems on a test drive. I always try to go at minimum 7 miles. Unless, you know, it's in the city and, you know, you're in an area where it's a little bit tougher. I always try and put on a decent amount of miles so I get a good feel for it. If it's something I'm going to keep or it's something I'm buying for a friend, I may take a little bit longer of an extended drive. If the owner comes along, great. Typically, I prefer not to because then I can kind of feel things out and I don't get distracted by conversation.
Okay, and that's a very important point because if you go for a test drive at a dealership, used car lot, one of the first things that the salesperson does is turn on the radio.
Yep.
And the next thing that happens is I turn off the radio because I'm not listening. I'm not buying a radio. I'm buying everything else. And that's what I'm concerned about. And I want to hear those noises that you're talking about, the shifting of the transmission, the clunking between reverse and drive. And one thing that I do if I'm on a flat road, if the steering appears to be fine, I will take my hands off the wheel. I'll have my hands right next to the wheel to grab it should something go wrong. But I want to see if it wanders as opposed to the left, as opposed to the right. Because then I'm looking at a front-end alignment, which could cost between $59 and $79.
Mm-hmm.
It's an additional expense. And I look at the tires as well, because that gives me an indication as to the alignment, unless the tires have been switched and changed. And then, then I'm kind of thrown off course as to, you know, tire wear. And what about the air conditioning and the heater? What do you do to evaluate them?
Looking at where the temperature gauge is, if the car has a temperature gauge, most do nowadays, you know, if it's in the right position, if the heat's blowing out like it should. Granted, we just had some horrific weather up here. It was negative, you know, mid-negative 50s up here with wind chill, so there was a lot of cars out there that weren't heating very well. So, you know, making sure that there's enough heat coming out to keep you warm and also keep your windows clear. Make sure that the vents are working properly, whether it's the defrost, the floor heat, or, you know, the vents, or a mixture of it all. Being, you know, Minnesota, a lot of vehicles have rear defrost back windows, making sure that works properly, that, you know, the majority of the lines work. Once in a while you get one or two lines don't work, that's not necessarily a deal breaker for me, but just making sure that works. That's where I kind of get into the heat things, making sure that I'm going to be comfortable and my kids and my soon-to-be wife are all going to be comfortable while driving.
I agree with everything that you said for as long as we've been on the air today. Okay, so let's talk about the battery. Do you look at the battery? Do you look at the date code on the label, that little label that may say 1-16 or 1-14 or 3-18. What does that mean to you, or doesn't it mean much?
I absolutely look at that because batteries are very expensive. So I will look and see, okay, the battery's within a year old or 2 years old. We're in a cold weather climate. So, you know, batteries wear out a lot faster here than they do anywhere else. So that comes into a factor, especially when, you know, you get to a point where you are starting to negotiate pricing.
I actually bought a classic vehicle, and the guy said to me on the phone, okay, the battery does not come with this. You know, we'll put one in to get it started, but then it's coming out before you leave. And why? Because batteries are expensive. And what do they cost? If you get them at Walmart, you're looking at, let's say, $80 on up. And if you don't have the core, there's another $18 plus a battery fee of 50 cents plus sales tax.
Yep.
So a battery can cost easily over $100. If you go to an AutoZone or an O'Reilly or an Advance Auto or Pep Boys or a place like that, you're looking at way more than that, probably 30% or more expensive than Walmart. So, yeah, the battery is an important thing. So what does that 1-17 mean on the label on the battery? That means January of 2017. And so how long can you expect a battery to last for most instances? To me, it's about 3 years. of useful life. Then they've deteriorated to the point where if the weather's cold, the batteries typically don't have enough reserve cranking capacity or reserve current to turn the vehicle over in cold weather. Do you agree with that, Lee Wickenhauser?
I definitely agree with that. Making sure that the proper size battery is in there and what the terminal condition looks like. If there's a lot of green stuff on there, it's kind of, okay, it needs to either A, be cleaned, or there could be, you know, some charging issues or just neglect. Some cars just sit for a long time, so you'll get that. But absolutely, making sure that, you know, for a V8 engine, you want to have a minimum of, you know, typically 750, 800 cold cranking amps, just so when it's cold out, you have enough power to start the vehicle. The manufacturer code on there, like you had mentioned, you know, 1-18 means it was manufactured January 1st of 18. So that battery today would be a year old. So typically that's still pretty good yet. I own a couple diesel trucks. I buy the higher priced batteries. So I take that into the consideration of if you have a battery in there from Walmart or low end O'Reilly's or AutoZone battery, I take that into consideration because those batteries typically are not meant to last as long as a higher end battery. In my opinion, batteries are kind of, you get what you pay for.
Now, when you say a higher end, you're talking about Interstate?
Interstate's a good brand. Some of these other ones, the ones I use are actually a Batteries Plus House brand. My friend Cody works there, and he had recommended them to me. I've had the same batteries in one of my diesel trucks for 10 years. And this truck sits outside. Sometimes I forget to plug it in the cold winters. That truck has yet to fail to start, and it's due to the batteries.
Interesting. The similarities that I'm finding with this broadcast, Lee. We haven't talked about many of these things prior, and we just set up an account with Batteries Plus. It's also known as Batteries Plus Bulbs, and I just bought our first battery from them, expecting exactly what you said, a higher quality battery, and for our farm equipment. And I want them to last 10 years. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, so batteries are important because now you talked about diesels. Diesels, trucks typically have two batteries, at least our Dodge truck does. And so when you're looking at replacing a couple of them, you're looking at $300. What do you think about the cylindrical celled batteries like these glass mat batteries, AGM? I'm not particularly crazy about them, and I don't want to buy them, but have you had an experience that's better than that?
Yes, I have.
Do you like them?
I've had a couple of them that are good. We can. Some are good, some are bad. Personally, I like the house brand standard plate style. I think they last longer. I think the internal shorts are less.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're talking about a standard battery is your best value. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lee Wickenhauser's with us. Lee, when I go to pick up a vehicle, I don't know if it's in running condition, safe running condition. Now, of course, most of the people I've talked to on the phone will say, oh, yeah, you can drive it home, but I may not like the tires, I may not like the brakes, I may not like the steering, but I may think that I can fix those things based on the price of the vehicle. And you know, I'm looking at value to me. What is it worth to me and what's it going to cost me? And I don't know all the answers because in 15, 30, 45 minutes, 2 hours, I still don't have enough time to look at the vehicle the way I'd really like to. What I'd really like to do is put it up on a lift, test drive it, hear it run. Yeah, I'd like to spend half a day, but no one's going to allow me to spend half a day. So I bring a tow dolly with me most of the time, or a trailer. Can you tell us why a tow dolly might be better in some cases, or a trailer might be necessary in some cases?
You know, just the ease of, you know, with a tow dolly, you don't need a large vehicle sometimes to tow them. I mean, they do have their capacities and their limitations, but, you know, sometimes they work better. If you're in the city, it's a lot nicer sometimes having a tow dolly, or you're in a tight quarter situation. Personally, I like a trailer. I've got a couple different car trailers, so I'm able to tow them home or, you know, winch them up if they don't run. There's been a couple times I've bought one car because it has a good transmission, and I've bought another one that has a bad engine that are the same make and model, or I can interchange parts. And then that way, you know, I can just kind of build one out of two. So having a trailer has its advantages, but it's also, you know, more wear and tear. It is heavier. It's a little bit harder on the tow vehicle depending on, you know, the weight of the trailer and what you're hauling. So there are, they have their both good and bad points. I personally don't have a tow dolly. Generally, I feel that if I have a car trailer, I really don't need the dolly. But there are times I wished I had a dolly, you know.
I totally agree with everything you've said. Now, I have a farm trailer, so it's tall. And it's harder to get a vehicle up on there. It's a 16-footer, and it doesn't have fenders. It's used for hauling hay, but it's got ramps, and I can, with great difficulty, I can get a vehicle on there. But it's not a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Then we have a 26-foot gooseneck, which has extended ramps, and it's a lot easier. And it's got a beaver tail, which is a step-down, sloped back, which is great for hauling a car. But who wants to haul a 5,500-pound trailer around without a car on it? And then you had the weight of the car. So that's kind of a tough thing to do. But then again, we're farmers. So that's why we have a tow dolly. And a tow dolly class is it's like a trailer, but it has two wheels and ramps. But it really doesn't have a deck. And you just drive the vehicle onto the front, you lock it down. You've seen these on the highway. U-Haul rents them. Either you pull the car forward or backward, depending on whether it's front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. But if the car is rear-wheel drive, and we use a tow dolly, and we drive the vehicle on to the tow dolly facing the same direction as the towing vehicle, what can we do to the rear end, Lee Wickenhauser, if we do that?
Well, first of all, if the car's in, or the truck, let's say just use a truck, for example, if you're pulling it so the front wheels are on the dolly, that drive shaft is spinning. You have to make sure the vehicle's in neutral. And if it's an automatic transmission, and you can damage the transmission indefinitely doing it that way, towing them in an automatic in neutral, it overheats because you're still cycling or parts are still moving inside there. So unless you want to let the vehicle idle and have it neutral so you're still getting the cooling properties from the transmission to the transmission, that's a no-no. Towing it backwards, sometimes you're limited on length, so you're not able to do that. It really won't hurt the rear differential just because the internal parts, it's a self-sealed system, so it'll continue to lubricate and cool just like you'd normally do when you're driving. There's been times where I've removed the drive shaft, so I could tow a vehicle that way on a dolly before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, the point is the differential can, if you're pulling a vehicle facing forward and it's a rear-wheel drive, the rear end can take being pulled with the front wheels off the ground, but the transmission, automatic transmission, can't. So you don't want to do that. You do want to take the drive shaft out, and then you want to put a bag, some kind of a plastic bag with a tire wrap on it to prevent dirt from getting into the end of the transmission where you just pull the drive shaft out. And you can do all this in 15 minutes if you can get under the vehicle. The other way of doing it is, if it's rear-wheel drive, back the vehicle onto the tow dolly.
Oh, exactly.
And tie down the steering wheel with a tie-down strap and ratchet tightly so the steering wheel does not move. And you want the steering wheel to face straight ahead. Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the question, why are you selling this vehicle? Lee Wickenhauser and I will be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
He was a 3-time Golden Globe winner, the British actor appearing as Daddy Warbucks in the 1982 version of Annie.
I love money, I love power, I love capitalism, I do not now and never will love children.
But Albert Finney had dozens of roles, also as Ebenezer Scrooge, and he appeared in Aaron Brockovich. Finney has died at 82. His family says he succumbed to a brief illness.
John, you are not just the longest serving member of Congress in American history, you're also one of the very best, Michigan's own John Dingell this year.
then-President Barack Obama there in 2014 as he awarded Congressman John Dingell with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Dingell having served in the U.S. House for 59 years, longer than anyone else in history. He retired in 2015, and now he's died at 92. Seattle seldom sees snow, but today it could see a foot of it. Concerns are it might cripple the city for days. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today
I've
got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lee Wickenhouse is with us. 2-hour special on how to buy a used car. Lee, the question, why are you selling the car? That's a question I always ask, and I'm pretty darn sure you do the same thing.
I absolutely do the same thing. It kind of gives you a way to feel them out, whether they're going to be honest with you or not. But here's a really good example. I have a lot of friends that always have me looking for cars for them or their kids or, you know, first-time car buyer. So I went and looked at a 2003 Acura TL after some messages back and forth through email. And I got there and I asked him, I said, why are you selling this? How, you know, the car's been in the garage for the last year and a half. Why? And he goes, honestly, he goes, there needs a control arm bushing. It's not safe to drive. He goes, somebody that knows how to fix it it can, it's a you know, a simple and easy fix. And he was right. And then he goes, I got a DWI. And he goes, I can't afford car insurance. It doesn't pay for me to have the car for another 2 years just sitting here rotting away. And to me, that's an honest answer. If somebody just says, oh, I just don't need it anymore, and that's the only car that they have, kind of raises some questions, or you can kind of get in the frame of mind that they're in of, okay, I'm selling the car because I'm buying a new car, and the dealership won't give me anything on trade. So now you have a little bit of negotiating power as well. So that's the reason why I ask, and it kind of makes the owner of the car or the seller to give you a little bit more information, keep digging and go, why is this? Maybe the guy's getting rid of it because he's tired of putting money into it. And I've had a lot of people be honest with me that, hey, it needs a $50 part, and I don't want to put another penny into it. He goes, I'm done. I bought a new car. You know, so it's a good way to find out. They could be BSing you. I've also had, you know, times where I've gone there and I've had people just straight out ask me, do you have the cash with you? And that raises a huge red flag for me. It kind of gives me an unsettling feeling of I may need to just tuck and run, and I have.
Excellent, excellent points. Because typically, class, the seller will not take a check because they don't know you. So now we have two parties that don't know each other, and there is distrust. There is. And yep. There should be. And there should be because a lot of times the sellers will lie to you and say, oh, it's great, and you know, you can drive it home, and that's not the case necessarily. What about what about other heads up type discussions that you may have that tell you, you know what, I gotta go because this is not getting good. For example, it's happened to us, and you know, we wanted to look engine oil, the transmission oil, and the seller started yelling at us. I was with my son. And the seller started yelling at us, like, you're going to take this apart, I just told you. It's great. I mean, literally, he was screaming at us. And my son said, will you take a check? And the guy said, no! And my son said, that's why I want to look.
Yeah.
Because what he was saying is, you don't trust us, so I just want to verify it. The guy calmed right down because he realized he was out of control. But our son was ready to walk right then and there. And it was a Mercedes for $1,000. And it was a good car. It was really, really a good way to go for us. And so, but my son is now at the point where he's not going to take it anymore. If someone jumps him and is hostile, he's leaving.
Yep.
And I don't blame him. How do you feel about that?
I feel the exact same way. I've walked away from cars just from people being very impolite and rude. when I on the opposite end of the spectrum, if somebody comes in to where I'm selling a car and just right away is combative with me, he nitpicks it, I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's got a scratch here, it's got a ding there. And they're like, oh, you know, the windshield wipers are bad. I'm like, okay, I'll knock off $10. How does that sound? You know, just kind of work it that way. Just kind of give them a reason to giving them reasons to defuse themselves and not be in a hostile situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good little tidbit. I'm on Facebook. There's people that have local city sites like the Real Life in Chaska or the Real Life in Carver, and people ask for help. Oh, you know, is this a good car or could somebody look at my car? As of recently, that was a scenario. A lady asked if I could come look at her daughter's car, and I went and looked at it. And I told her, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tow your car with your permission to my place where I have a heated shop and a hoist. I will look it over, and I will give you an accurate description of what needs to be fixed and how much it would cost you to fix it. I will do this for free, but if you decide to fix the car, I would like to do the repairs. I said it will be cheaper, and I'm a very good mechanic. And she agreed to it. The final assessment was the car was not worth them fixing for them. It wasn't a good investment. So in the end, they ended up buying a car for me that I wasn't actually even had for sale. She just asked me, she goes, do you have a car for my daughter? She's looking for something around XYZ price range. And I said, I will in a couple of days. I'm doing intake gaskets on it. And I was going to drive it for work, but I'm open to selling it. And she, right away, her eyes lit up. She's like, oh, you're fixing this? Why? I said, well, it's a common GM problem with a Chevy Impala with a 3400 series motor. And she goes, oh, okay. Yeah, well, can we come and look at it? And I said, yeah, well, you can come drive it now. It runs and drives. Just I want to make sure this car is top-notch before I would either A, drive it, or B, I sell it. So, you know, doing that, you know, feeling that out, you know, feeling out the buyer, feeling out the seller goes both ways is the reason why I bring this up. Because now I have a customer pretty much for life, or a friend that they rely on me to do this, to make sure I'm being honest with them. On the other side of that, her son was driving it, slid into a tree, smacked up the front end. She's like, can you look it over, make sure it's safe? So they instill trust in me that I'm going to keep their family safe. And that's kind of the outlook I have is when I go look at a vehicle for sale, is this going to be safe for myself and my family? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why some of these questions need to be asked and people need to know what to ask.
And that's what's happening to us here at the farm. Our son's customers are finding that they can't trust other people to do the job properly, but they trust him. And basically now, they just bring the car in, and he calls them and says, here's what it needs in addition to what you thought. Or you can hold off on these things, because he knows what they do with the cars. He knows their use of the car, and he will advise them honestly and charge less than everybody else, but still do a better job. So that's where that trust comes in. I have a feeling that that's what you do. Is that right?
That is exactly it. I have just earlier this morning, I had sold bought a car on behalf of a friend of mine and for her son. And then she calls me up, okay, well, my other son's car died. Can you find me another one? So I found him another one. She sent me a message this morning saying, we have a very close family friend that has this budget. They're looking for this. Can you find this?
Mm-hmm.
And because I have that rapport with them, they trust me to do it. You know, when I and you know, if I sell a car, I make sure it's something that's going to be, it's not going to be problematic for somebody. It's going to be safe for a while. I make sure tires are good. But the price when I sell a car also reflects that. If I had bought in parts, I always bring a receipt. You know, and I go, okay, I put this in. I did this at this date, this mileage. I keep a log. So that way I have something to show. And when you go to look at a car, if nobody has any history on it, that right away drops the value on it because I don't know if they're telling the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can say, oh, I did the timing belt. But how do you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't. It's hard to take apart, you know, an engine in somebody's driveway. So you don't really know. I mean, certain vehicles you can take the covers off and look for a date stamp, but you never know the mileage.
Lee, what we do is we take pictures during the process of everything. The original fuel filter, you know, like let's say our son's fixing someone's car. It's up on the lift. Needs a new fuel filter. There's a picture of the old one. There's a picture of the same vehicle with the new one, you know, a few minutes later. If it's serpentine belts or idler pulleys or tensioners or an alternator, here's the old picture. Here's the new one. Here's the part. And if there's a core charge, then you know, the customer is certainly willing, able to take the parts, you know, the used parts with them. But if it's a core charge, they can do that too, but they just have to pay the core cost. Let's talk about the best time to buy a car. Is there a best time to cars? A best month? Best season?
Typically, spring and fall are about the best times. This time of year, it's a little bit harder to buy just because I think people think their cars are worth a little bit more because of people getting tax returns. So people have a little bit more extra money to spend. So people raise the prices. Typically, spring and fall, because either A, spring comes along and people are like, okay, I just bought this car to drive in the winter. I don't need it anymore. Or I'm going to buy a new car because it's tax, you know, I got my taxes back and I'm going to have X amount of money I can spend on a new car. So now their car is going to be for sale. Or in fall, they're like, either, okay, I don't want to drive this anymore. I want a newer car for winter. So it might be a little bit cheaper. The weather's nice. And it's cool enough out. You can test the heater in an actual colder, you know, a little bit colder weather. So that's a good time. That, you know, and like you and I had talked off air about corrosion. It's a good time because now everything's not covered in salt. It's not covered in ice. You can kind of get a good look at it, at least in my area. You know, making sure certain areas are free of, you know, major corrosion or parts missing. I always Google rust areas on, let's just say, Pontiac Grand Prix. The rear strut towers are known for rusting out, and you can't see it without pulling the carpet back in the trunk. Mm-hmm. Making sure that's safe, because if that goes through the brakes off in the metal, you could have a really bad potential hazard there. So making sure that the body isn't rusted off. And a lot of new cars have a lot of body cladding or plastic panels covering metal, so it's a little bit harder to tell. So you want to take a good look at the bottom side of a car if you live in an area that is really high in salt and corrosion like Minnesota is. And I know Iowa is a little bit, Missouri, a little bit, you know.
Do you ever get the question, I'll tell you what, I want to buy this car. The guy will let me take it to a mechanic. What would you charge me to look at the car, put it up on the lift, do an inspection of brakes, wheels, tires, suspension, steering gear, engine, transmission, differential, shocks, all that? Do you have a feel for what that should cost?
It depends on the vehicle. If it's, I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm going to say a Nissan Altima 2005. I would say $50. It's roughly 3/4 of an hour for me to go through the systems, and then that way I can kind of I can pull off the tires, check the brakes. I can put it up on my hoist, and I can check the steering components, the ball joints, check all the fluids, and look for leaks, and you know, check filters over, and really test it. So it's anywhere from 50 to 150 is usually top end.
Okay. Yep. For us, it's about 75. So we're in the same ballpark. When we come back, let's talk about collector's cars. Are they good investments? Should people consider them? Or are they money pits? Or are they just fun to have? And don't worry about the money.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lee Wickenhauser is with us, 2-hour special on buying used car. Now we're going to be talking about the collector's cars. And typically we're talking 1960s, 1970s American cars in that range. Lee Wickenhauser, from my perspective, at a vintage car from that era, all rubber parts are suspect. I'm talking about simple things like shock absorber bushings, motor mounts, more complicated, all the rubber parts, the brake seals, the dust boots, anything that's made with rubber. Fan belts would be very simple, but anything made with rubber, I'm going to look at, because there's in my world, there's a great possibility, almost a certainty, that they're going to have to be replaced, and there are going to be leaks everywhere. Do you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. Most cars that you find have been stored incorrectly. You know, either it's climate or they didn't use any preventative for rubber parts to not dry out, or they were outside, or they're just at the age where the soft parts, as I call them, are just past their life expectancy. You know, so I always go into it looking at a collector car that 80% of the soft parts or rubber parts are going to have to be replaced, at least to either A, make it B, roadworthy or something that's going to last for a long time. But depending on the vehicle, like you and I were talking, recently I acquired a 68 Cougar, 428, 4-speed, one-of-one car, very rare, very clean, all original. That car, I will not touch the soft parts unless I absolutely have to, just to keep it that original. It's something where you can see that something's original. It keeps its value.
I bought my children think I've lost my mind, but I have two American Motors AMXs, 1968, and that was the car that was going to fight the Corvette. That was the car that had two seats. There were only two American sports cars back in 1968, and that was the Corvette and the American Motors AMX. And I have a 390 four-speed. I've got another one that's an automatic 290, and I have spare engines. And I found on Craigslist a guy that was selling a station wagon, an American Motors Ambassador, 1968 station wagon. It's called a cross country. And that year was the very first year that any American manufacturer put air conditioning in a vehicle standard.
Mm-hmm.
So air conditioning is, you know, the AMXs don't have air conditioning, but this particular vehicle does. It has all the original parts. But I bought it because of the engine. I wanted to have an extra engine, and I wanted to have an extra transmission. And the transmissions and engines, I can just drop them into the AMXs. I paid $1,300 for this, which I think was reasonable for that's a really rare engine to find that runs. And the guy that was selling it to me said, yeah, this is the vehicle that Brad Pitt used to ride around in because it was a friend of the family, and he used to ride around in the back of this thing when he was a child. To me, that's interesting, but it has no value to me with this vehicle. I mean, how many people am I going to say, yeah, Brad Pitt used to ride around this? Not too many. It's not that important to me. How important is who sat in the vehicle? How important is that to the price that you, Lee Wickenhauser, would be willing to pay?
It depends on who it was, how, if I can prove it, or they can prove it, and what kind of car it is. So, I mean, there is some value there. You know, if it was Lee Marvin's, you know, Shelby Mustang that disappeared mm-hmm. for decades, that car would definitely have a higher value. You know, if you're talking about, you know, Mario Andretti's car or something, there'd definitely be a value there and be something I'd be a little bit more intrigued to buy. If it's just somebody, you know, like Brad Pitt, I'm not a big fan of Brad Pitt, but that's my personal opinion. So please don't let that reflect anything else. But, you know, to me, it wouldn't have any issues.
Okay. Well, I happen to have a Porsche 928, 1979. It used to belong to H. Ross Perot, who ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have any more value?
Definitely.
Being H. Ross Perot's?
To the right collector, yes.
Yeah. And what percentage increase would that be? Would it be 5%, 20%?
Maybe 20.
50%?
Yeah. It depends, you know, a person, if they're collecting a car for a personal investment or for a financial investment. It's two separate worlds.
You know, Lee, we spent 2 hours together. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it was quite informative. We shared our personal opinions and what we've learned. Can you come back?
Sure. Yeah, most definitely.
Want to do it once a month?
Yeah, we can try and do that.
All right, there you go. Lee Wickenhauser, thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome, Vinny.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.